Clearly woke up today with a feeling of disappointment. I think I can speak for everyone involved. Numerous things that don't sit well and shouldn't sit well with players or coaches after yesterday. We know the type of team that we want to be and how we need to play in order for us to be successful. We also know that adversity is a big part of, you know, adversity and overcoming. It's a big part of being successful in this league. And we clearly didn't handle some of the adverse situations well. I thought we started the game well, you know, up until the you know, the fumble at the goal line. We had played a pretty good quarter. Today we move forward. It is one game, but so much goes into it, as I said, because it is the opener. But we have to guard against letting one loss become two. You know, looking back to last year's opening loss, you know, we had so much momentum coming out of the second half of that. It was easy to kind of ride that, and we got a glimpse of what we could be to end the game. It was easy to ride that into week two. You know, the second half of this game clearly did not go the way we wanted. So it's, as I talk to our guys about it all the time, we need to compartmentalize, move on. You know, we treat Mondays as a day to learn, to compartmentalize, to put wins or losses in boxes, and move on to the next one. So the mistakes were made, clearly plenty. A lot of good teaching moments in the game, but we cannot be repeat offenders. Mistakes that we made yesterday, we have to make sure that we learn from and do not repeat. That's both from a coaching and a playing perspective. And that's where we are today. Disappointed, but anxious to get on to this next one and put on a performance in front of our home crowd that they deserve to see.
Any update on Josh?
No, he is in the concussion protocol, so there's no update.
Mike, what does that consist of today? Does he come in at all, or is he evaluated?
Sure. No, he was here. He watched the film. I mean, he had his evaluation this morning.
Mike, did Johnny Mata was physically okay? He took a bunch of big shots.
He did. I think a little sore, but nothing specific. Arm-wise, he felt okay.
When you see him take off, like, were there times after you watch the film that he left the pocket too early? And does he have to be careful once he's out in space to not absorb all those big hits?
Yeah, I think that there were an instance or two where I thought he could have stuck with the read, and I think part of it is I think he saw a gain in front of him and went ahead and took it. There were a couple that I thought it was textbook. He got positive yardage and slid down, and we were ready for the next play. And then there were the few that he took the real big hit on. Was unnecessary, especially in light of, you know, that Josh was already down for the game.
So when you do the game planning tonight, do you have to do it anticipating Manziel will be your starter?
Yeah, I think that's accurate to say. We were starting quarterback in the protocol. I mean, even in an ideal situation, you know, that Josh would be back at the end of the week, but we have to plan otherwise. I mean, he won't be available at least early for practice. We'll have to see how it plays out, but that Johnny will get the early in the week, will get the starting quarterback reps. Make that decision then. We'll just see how it goes. You mean have three up to me, we'll always evaluate the health at just as a general comment at any position. If there's a increased likelihood or we have a guy that's going into the game potentially injured, but I don't feel that way when it's a concussion, just because it's once that when they're cleared, they're cleared. It was very similar to Duke's and Pierre's situation. Yeah, but if like I said, at any position, if there's a higher likelihood of having a guy injured, that we would try to carry another number.
Mike, you spent a good part of the offseason bolstering that defense of stopping the run. Can you pinpoint now, looking back on yesterday's game, exactly what went wrong and why they were able to have so much success?
I think it was a variety of things. We missed some tackles. Schematically, we got ourselves in some less than ideal scenarios. Gave up some edges, which, if I had to pinpoint it, giving up some edges would probably be the number one culprit. The tackling thing would be a close second. You know, we had guys free at the point of attack, and we're either missing or they're breaking tackles. I thought interior wise. That group was pretty solid. I thought Danny Shelton for his first game played pretty well. Did a good job handling double teams. His pads got up a couple times, but I think for the most part that he controlled the middle when he was in there. But we need to be better. We need to be better on the edges.
Mike, is it unusually high number of penalties yesterday? Which of those were inexcusable in your mind, considering? Game one, all the time you guys had to prepare for this.
Well, to me the pre-snap ones, you know, first and goal at the 10, and next thing you know it's first and 15, self-inflicted. Those ones probably hurt the most. You know, we hit some critical penalties on third down offensively where we got conversions. There was the chop, and then there were a couple holding calls that cost us. It's disappointing because I thought through the preseason we handled that aspect of it pretty well, and we weren't penalized very much in the preseason. Practice-wise, we have officials out of practice. I think we do a good job there with calling things and communicating, and I didn't anticipate. That's one thing heading into this. I didn't anticipate that number of penalties. I mean, I think we had 12, is that right? And a couple more declined, so it's disappointing. I don't know whether it's, you know, the jumping off side stuff. I don't know whether that's nerves or some of it's a function of, I mean, their guys are beating us blocking wise and we're holding on to them. The chop was something that it certainly wasn't planned, but it was just a function of Alex coming back late to help, and the guy that he came to help on was being cut in the hole. So it's something we talk about all the time, and it's always a point of emphasis. You can't give up. You know, you talk about negative plays and being in wanting to stay out of adverse down and distance situations, and that's exactly what we did to ourselves. Clearly were. I think the offensive line to a man will tell you that was not the performance that they envisioned having. Some of it was due to them, but we left some yards out there. I thought Duke did a good job in the limited reps, hit a couple runs. There were a couple runs that Crow missed, and we need to break more tackles. We can't be one and done with our backs. We need to be able to. The teams are. It's going to be rare where it's just going to be blocked in a gaping hole, and you're running untouched for a while. We're going to have to make some guys miss, and we're going to have to break some tackles. So that needs to be a point of emphasis for us. But I think overall, the running game. We knew it was going to be tough against that front, given their history and scheme wise what they play. But we should have run the ball better.
Mike, what gives you the run defense? What gives you confidence that it won't be the same as last year? Because the personnel is basically in a lot of ways the same as we saw last year.
Personnel is a little bit different, but it was a point of emphasis. We I thought did a much better job in practice. We did a much better job in the preseason games. It needs to be played better. It needs to be coached better.
Why was Blaine Bowe inactive? And are you guys in the coaching staff starting to get frustrated with him?
He was inactive. We didn't feel he was back 100% yet from the hamstring. Didn't have a good volume of reps coming at full speed coming out of the preseason. Had a minor setback with it during the week. And just given our numbers, it would have been hard to justify having up that many receivers given the game plan. So it was, you know, it was the decision we made. It was, it is frustrating because you want him out there. Here's a guy that we made a big commitment to in the offseason and brought him on board to be a big part of what we do. And it's been difficult, the setbacks that he's had and not being out there. We want him out there, and we want him to be a big part of what we're trying to get done.
Can I ask you a little more about McCollum's concussion? You said that he watched film today. Are some guys concussed so badly that they're not in the building doing that, or are they always doing that?
No, they're different, but they come in and get evaluated, and then they can get cleared for – I think it's per – some guys end up very very light sensitive from it. So they can't be in a dark room with the bright image projected on the wall. I think it's all a tolerance thing. It's different how guys react to it.
So he's not bad off that he couldn't do that.
No, he was in the meetings today.
Can we get your comment on Justin Gilbert and exactly why was he taken on the trip when you knew he wasn't going to play and he had just
We take our inactives. The information that we had on the vehicle incident wasn't anything where we felt it would warrant leaving him behind. We bring our players. We even bring some of our practice squad guys. We'll bring some of our IR guys on the road. Depending on their circumstances. He was another guy similar to Bo that we feel just not fully back from an injury yet. That's why he was inactive.
When you hear about the police version, a high-speed chase down the highway, people would put other people on the highway at risk. Why is that not more troubling in terms of...
It is troubling. I don't know what else to say on it. I mean, take any time a player is involved in any type of incident like that, we gather as much information as possible. You try to provide as good a counsel as you can, and we're always stressing to our guys. Let's make sure you understand who you are and who you represent when you leave this building. And that's not just with Justin. I mean, we try to get that message to all of our players.
Do you feel like Justin had made a lot of progress? Everything that we had been hearing was that he was doing really well inside the building and outside of the building. Is this, a red flag or a setback in that regard?
Well, it's certainly troubling. When he had not been injured, he was coming in and putting in, stacking good days of work together. It was, as always, it was his playing at a consistent level, and then also carrying it from the practice field to the game. I mean, that some of the struggles that he had in the preseason games were not indicative of how he was practicing, but that's what this league's all about. You have to be able to take it from the meeting room to the practice field, and then it has to carry over to the game.
So even though he made a trip, was he disciplined by the team?
At the time, did not have all the information yet from the police. So that'll be discussed. I think I do have a meeting later today with security just to make sure we have all the facts before we would move ahead and decide to do anything internally.
Mike, what was your tone with the guys in the meetings today? And do you have to find a balance between, I don't want to scream at them because it's such a frustrating loss, and then propping them back up because you got to play again in 6 days?
I think they need to understand. I mean, these are grown men. They need to understand clearly that we did not play up to our standards, and that's not acceptable. Some of the things that we control in the game that we fell short on, that's not acceptable. Understand that hey, it's an NFL team we're going against. They're getting paid too. That they're going to make some plays, but at the same time, we need to be more us. What we talk about, the identity that we have, and we didn't play to that. But as I mentioned in the opening statement, that we're not going to panic. The key thing is watch the film, understand the why. Why did we fall short? Why did? If we don't understand the why, then you can't learn from it. So they need to know that, as I pointed out, that sense of urgency this week, home opener, the excitement with that. But the NFL, it's a quick turnaround. You're on, it's a week-to-week deal. You got to be able to compartmentalize, as we continually stress, whether it's compartmentalizing during the game, focus for 6 seconds for one play and hit the reset button, you leave a series, you come off, you regroup, you refocus. That to me is a huge part of it, the concentration, the mental toughness. When you have adversity strike, that you can't let it affect you more than for just that instant, you move on from it. So, that essentially was the message. Some couple of communication issues. Some of it was a function of execution. It was a variety of things, but that's another group. We talk about our offensive line wanting to be mentioned among the best, and our secondary. And that to me, I was one of the more disappointing aspects of the game, because especially when we talked about words into action, you guys want to be. You want to be mentioned among the best, and then we have to play that way, and clearly we did not.
You're not having Gary Moeller affect the offensive
Andy.
Line at all. Andy Moeller offensive line.
I mean, yeah, that's a hypothetical. I can't. I mean, I thought they were – we had done a lot of game planning for this one, practice a lot of that stuff. Our guys were well prepared. I can't say that. It did not. I mean, they're responsible. I mean, they get the and that's one of the reasons why we do the repetitions from behind with the quarterbacks. So they're still getting at least the footwork rep and the mental rep of a play. It's not the same as getting a play, but you're still getting the repetitions in it. And that's the challenge for those for the guys that are the twos in this league, is that they can function, they can operate a full game plan. Without it having, you don't want to have to scale it back, and we did not when he went in there.
When you watch Levan dive again, do you still feel the same way that you did last night? That's a football player trying to make a play there.
Yeah, I mean, how do you tell him different? I mean, you're talking about a guy that was instinct for him to do that. Had that been at the play occurred at the 10-yard line or midfield? More than likely, this question better for him, but probably would have slid. But you're that close to the end zone. I mean, if he had hung on to the ball and got helicoptered in and landed, and we had won the game, we're carrying him off the field, in a good way. So I don't think you can. I mean, it's easy in hindsight to say that, because we know the end of the movie, but. That'd be real difficult to try to coach out of him. Say, hey, listen, don't risk yourself. I mean, I think he just in his mind it was the situation. Hey, I got a chance to score a touchdown here. It's third down. If it's second down, my guess is that he would have slid.
Two more. Tremont Williams touched on the fact that he saw guys on the sidelines getting down after negative plays when the game was third quarter still. Talked about having this maintained belief, given all the losses that have been here,
It's difficult when that is the past history. It's easy to fall into here we go again. I think some of that might be a function of our youth, and I did talk to some of the veteran players today. And that came up in our meeting. That in game, that we can't ride that roller coaster, that we got to be more even keel. And that to me still comes with the ability to move on, concentrate from play to play. Football games are long. They're emotional. There's lots of ups, lots of downs, and the teams that can withstand those and maintain their focus, their poise, composure throughout are the ones that are going to be successful. No more than what I had yesterday. He's got an ankle injury, and there'll be an injury report out on Wednesday.